Hello and welcome to More or Less on the BBC World Service. We're the programme that takes nebulous numbers and forms them into clusters of clarity. And I'm Tim Harford. Loyal listener Deep Singh wrote in to More or Less at bbc.co.uk with the following question.
In a small booklet about the plants and animals in Florida, I read an alligator with its tail off the ground can run as fast as 30 miles per hour, which translates to about 13.4 meters per second, about 30% faster than someone like Usain Bolt. Can this be possible?
What you got going is the alligator stroll. Okay.
We called in an expert, John Hutchinson, Professor of Evolutionary Biomechanics at the Royal Veterinary College's Structure and Motion Laboratory. Hello, John.
Hello.
So you've been in Florida racing alligators and crocodiles?
Yes, I have. I've spent quite a bit of time there studying their movement.
What does that actually involve?
Well, we built a very simple sort of racetrack, just about 5 meters long and a meter or so wide, and let various crocodilians go at one end and coax them to go toward the other end.
How do you coax a crocodile or an alligator?
Sometimes you just let them go and they go away from you because they don't like you. Other times you have to poke them with the blunt end of a broom or something.
I would just have imagined hamburgers at the other end, but does that not work as a motivator?
No. A challenge was that we had to tape their jaws shut with electrical tape for everyone's safety, including theirs.
Right.
So food was not a motivator for them.
Right. So I am now imagining crocodiles and alligators with their mouths duct taped shut, being prodded by brooms and sprinting along a 5 meter track, which is not very long, right? 100 meter sprint in the Olympics is 20 times further, but still you measure their speed over this short distance. So how fast can they run? 30 miles an hour, 50 kilometers an hour is what this textbook says?
I'm afraid not. Not even on a good day. That's faster than most land animals. We found that the fastest crocodilians, whether they were alligators or crocodiles, could all reach about the same top speed, which was no more than about 11 miles per hour or so, 18 kilometers an hour.
Feels like a fair clip, but it's nowhere near 50 kilometers an hour, which is not surprising because they've got little legs. They've got little legs and big tummies. I mean, how could they run it? 50 kilometers an hour.
They do have quite short, stubby legs and a lot of weight to carry around, and they're just not really adapted for sustained land locomotion.
So crocodiles and alligators, are they a similar speed then?
Yeah, which surprised us because we found they moved in fundamentally different ways, different patterns of movement. Alligators just use a conventional trot, so their diagonal limbs, like the left front and right hind, were synchronized, moving kind of like one limb. Whereas most of the crocodilians were able to use a more mammal-like kind of gait, a gallop or bounding gait, in which the front legs act like a pair and the hind legs act like a pair.
Right, so the alligators are kind of doing this diagonal trot, mm-hmm. and the crocodiles are doing this kind of lollipy backwards, forwards.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which gait they use, which pattern of movement. They all can move about the same speed.
Interesting. I'm sure there's some deep life lesson there. Now, what I wanted to understand is how that compares to how fast a human can walk or run. And if you're finding all this hard to visualize, our sound wizard, James Beard, has made an audio representation to compare the different paces. This is the average human walking pace, 3 miles an hour, about 5 kilometers an hour. It's not the briskest walk, but it is not a dawdle. Now, obviously, if an alligator was coming towards me, I would not be walking. So here is some data on my foot speed. This is from my first and still my best park run. I clocked an average speed of 6.7 miles an hour. Don't laugh. It's about 11 kilometers an hour. Compare this to an alligator. 11 miles an hour, 18 kilometers an hour. In this case, I'd be lunch. However, I was doing a 5K in a park. I think I would be considerably more motivated if an alligator was nipping at my heels. John, how long can alligators run for? You were just looking at 5 meters.
This has never really been studied carefully.
You need to prod them with a broom a lot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they seem to get tired pretty quickly. Like most reptiles, they're not really adapted for sustained movement. They fatigue quickly. They build up a lot of lactic acid in their muscles, and it takes a long time for them to get rid of that. So they basically get cramps. But the bigger the crocodile gets, we showed, the harder it is for it to be able to move quickly at all.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
I mean, endurance becomes harder.
So my 5K speed is pretty lousy, but I actually did used to sprint when I was at school, and I think I'm still reasonably dangerous over short distances. So I reckon I could possibly outrun a crocodile. But I guess then the question is, how fast can a crocodile or an alligator accelerate? Could it catch me by surprise?
They're burst ambush predators who use that acceleration, a lot of muscle power, to move quickly. So within a step or two, they're already at their top speed. So it's remarkably fast. And that's how they catch prey, is by being that quick. I think a human, even across 5 meters, would give a crocodile a good run for their money.
Yeah. Certainly a professional sprinter, someone like Usain Bolt.
Oh, well,
would be much faster.
That's not fair.
He'd be this fast.
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
While we have you here, I know you are the alligator expert, but we've got another animal question for you. For some reason, our editor is obsessed with hippos, and he has made the following bold claim, which is that he could outrun one. He's watched a few YouTube videos. He reckons he could definitely outsprint a hippo. We have access to his top park run time. That is 9.57 miles an hour, 15 kilometers an hour, considerably faster than me. But is it faster than a hippo? According to Google, a hippo's speed is 25 miles an hour, 40 kilometers an hour. John, is that true?
That is a bit of a mystery. We do not know how fast hippos can go. There's been no scientific measurement of hippo top speed.
You would not want to get behind a hippo and prod it with a broom, would you?
In fact, there's been almost no scientific study of hippo movement on land or in water. There's been one study of their movement in water. There are suggestions that they're fairly slow. They probably can't do more than 25 miles an hour. I've seen similar YouTube videos and am fairly impressed. I bet they can at least hit 15 miles an hour, which is what an elephant can do. I've shown that myself before.
So an elephant can run at 15 miles an hour, which is considerably faster than our editor's park run pace.
Mm.
Over what distance? Any sense?
Well, we measured them over 10 meters racetrack with a bit of a run up and slow down at the end.
Do you think they could keep that up further than crocodiles?
Yes. Yes. Right. Elephants can sustain that, definitely.
So if an elephant was chasing you, you might have a problem.
Oh, yeah. Especially in a cluttered environment with a lot of vegetation that an elephant just plows through, whereas we have to go around it or stumble, we're in big trouble. But our top speeds are fairly evenly matched, elephants and humans, average humans.
Yeah. So your professional advice is, if either an alligator or a hippo, or for that matter an elephant, charges at you, don't jog, run.
Yeah, definitely sprint. Climbing a tree or going up a slope, seeking cover, getting into a smaller space that a big animal like an elephant or a hippo can't get into, that might be your best bet.
News you can use from More or Less. That is all we have time for this week. My thanks to Professor John Hutchinson. And if you have any questions about nonsensical numbers or suspect statistics, contact us at moreorless@bbc.co.uk. We will be back next week. And until then, goodbye.